With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now, Sarah with the news.
This is brought to you by Redwind Casino. Mothra has been found in Bellevue.
Okay.
And it sounds like maybe I'm exaggerating, just to a slight degree.
It does sound like that, Sarah.
The largest moth in the world was just found in Bellevue.
What's it doing in Bellevue?
That's what they're trying to figure out. Danny, you got to check out the pictures of this thing. They're up at KZOK.com. 10-inch wingspan.
For some reason, I usually can't find the things you're talking about that quickly. I'm looking at it right now. Oh, my God. It's the giant moth.
10-inch wingspan for a moth?
There's a human hand right below it, and it's bigger than a human hand. It's a moth. It's the size of a bat.
Yeah, it's pretty terrifying, although it shouldn't be because they don't do anything. They're just pretty. So they don't.
That's not that pretty.
But I mean, they don't like bite you. They don't do anything. They're totally fine. Except now the experts here are trying to figure out, why is it here?
Yeah, what's it doing in Bellevue? And I'm telling you right this, when it tries to park its car, it's going to get lost.
Well, if Mothra's here, is Godzilla next?
Ooh. Don't give me ideas I don't need.
Well, it doesn't always pan out. But there is a big G3 storm causing flare-ups, meaning the Northern Lights.
Yeah, my butt's a Northern Light.
Now, the Northern Lights are possible this week. Obviously, it depends on what the weather is like. It depends on where you live. If it's not too cloudy, throughout western and even eastern Washington, down to the Portland border, the Oregon border, you could see the Northern Lights this week.
From here?
Allegedly.
Didn't you travel to the Northern Lights place and still not see them?
I have been to Fairbanks.
They're fake. It's not real, Sarah.
Yeah, it was super disappointing. I saw nothing. Nada.
Did you see the polar bears?
They don't have polar bears in Fairbanks.
And they don't have Northern Lights, Sarah.
Apple is expected to unveil and start selling the newest version of an iPhone within the month. I feel like I say this to you guys every other month.
Yeah, you do, actually.
Because they're constantly coming out with new iPhones.
And is there a time when just everybody's going to have one, and what will they sell?
Well, I feel like everyone thinks they need the newest.
I don't. I just want to be able to play backgammon and text.
I feel like Waldo and I are the only two people I know who don't have iPhones.
Why don't you have iPhones?
Why do I need an iPhone?
You don't. You're right.
Yeah, both Waldo and I are on Samsung Galaxies.
That's neat.
That's kind of weird.
Green text bubble gang.
Yeah, that says it all, really.
All right, let me just say the one thing that drives me crazy about not having an iPhone is I can't like messages. So sometimes you're texting with somebody and you're ready for the conversation to be over. You just like it, love it, laugh at the comment.
Right.
I can't do that.
How come?
It's just not a feature on Samsung.
Well, you should get rid of your Samsung immediately and get one where you can like stuff.
All right, well, we're on iPhone 14, so maybe now is the time.
Go get him, Tiger.
A man who was shot by police after charging at them naked with a spear is heading to trial.
Naked with a spear? Are you sure that was a spear?
Homemade spear.
Oh.
And no, not Britney.
Very funny.
So this guy took off all his clothes, was running around the neighborhood with a homemade spear, freaking people out. Cops arrived at the scene. Yeah, I would think so, even though it's been you before, hasn't it?
It has been me before. You heard me, has been me. I knew it.
Well, you can't charge an officer naked with a homemade spear.
Even if I have a credit card, I still can't charge the cops?
Nope.
This is Danny Bonaducci and Sarah's Dirty Laundry.
Ohio, Cedar Point, a very famous amusement park.
Ooh. Yeah.
Man and a woman were up on one of the rides. They were on the giant wheel, like a Ferris wheel.
When it's a giant.
Lo and behold, they decided it's time to get frisky.
I mean, if there's ever a time, that might be it. That's kind of cool.
I don't know if I could do that. A Ferris wheel, and they got busy.
Cool.
When they got to the bottom is when they were promptly arrested, because you can't do that because everybody saw them.
Can you still get busy in a Burger King bathroom?
Yes, you can.
All right, that's important to me.
According to criminal complaints, a man got upset his girlfriend was not eating her lunch. And she's like, you know, I'm tired of you nagging at me. Well, that's when he picked up her lunch, threw it, cheeseburger to the back of the head.
I think you can't do that, right?
You can't do that.
You can't Whopper? Ah!
Yeah, this was not a cheeseburger in paradise.
No, it was a cheeseburger on the back of your head.
Yeah, he's arrested. I was about to say, oh, Florida, because I always feel like every bad crime is from Florida, but it's not.
Where was this?
Another story from Ohio.
Oh, there you go.
All right, Danny, we love Buffalo Wild Wings, don't we?
We do.
I know, you're all about the wings. I'm all about the fried pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's about the pizza.
Really?
What? Buffalo Wild Wings launching its first ever pizza. Boneless bar pizzas have just debuted. So these are pizzas with a buffalo, what do you call them? Boneless chicken wings on top.
Hey, it sounds stupid.
Yeah, but you eat mac and cheese on your pizza, so...
Well, no, it's not a thing I do. It's a thing I have done, and it's good. It's for sale there on Capitol Hill, and it's real fun, but I wouldn't call it a real pizza.
Buffalo Boneless Bar Pizza, Honey Barbecue Boneless Bar Pizza. You get two of your favorite things all on one dish.
I will absolutely try this.
And a woman who holds the Guinness World Record for the longest locks say they have now grown even longer.
Well, when you say locks, you mean hair, right?
Her hair, 110 feet long.
That's not true.
It's I've seen it. They don't look very delightful to me.
No, 8 feet of that ends up in the toilet every time.
She says she has to carry her hair around in a cloth sling to prevent them from dragging on the ground or straining her neck.
Why does she do it?
I don't know. I feel like that's an addiction at some point.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, it's cool. You want to be in the Guinness World Record books, because I know the two of you want to be.
Well, Waldo's not going to make it for the longest hair.
Well, I mean, I have hair elsewhere.
Okay, you're disgusting to even think about.
I was thinking of my beard.
Yeah, I bet you were.
I wonder how long the longest beard is.
22 feet.
Gosh, that'd be an awful lot of beard hair.
But 100 feet on your hair, that's crazy, man.
110 feet. And yeah, she's got to wrap them up so they don't kill her while she sleeps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. No, everything about it is disgusting and dirty.
Mm-hmm. And a sad piece of Hollywood history is gone.
Uh-oh.
Grossinger's Catskill Resort Hotel, once a gem of the Borscht Belt and the inspiration for Dirty Dancing, has been demolished.
Oh, that was a cool place. I just liked that it existed. Very cool.
I feel like you went out to the Catskills, didn't you?
I did. I love the Catskills.
I don't think I've ever been out there. Is it beautiful?
Beautiful, yeah. When I was a little kid in Philadelphia, that was where you would weekend if you were one of the weekend kind of people, if you were that lucky. And my family probably went up there a couple of times. It was great.
That's nice. Well, another set of human remains found in Lake Mead near Vegas.
Kind of awesome, really.
Second time this month, and the fifth body. So we know Lake Mead, formed by the Hoover Dam on the Colorado River, supplying drinking water to millions of people in California, Arizona, Nevada, even parts of Mexico. But what else do we know?
Yeah, a bunch of mafia guys whacked people and threw them in there.
Massive drought. So Lake Mead is receding at historic levels, and all sorts of stuff is being uncovered.
Is it sexy?
All sorts of evil.
Oh, I didn't know what voice you were using.
I didn't either. I want to suck your blood.
Well, now, hurry up, because it's drying out.
Fifth body found so far, and again, medical examiner involved trying to figure out what the heck. I almost said something totally different there.
Well, be careful, sister.
News is brought to you by Red Wind Casino. Danny, I love when you tell us stories about what has happened to you, because when you leave the house, chaos ensues.
Always.
This time around, you are rescuing people from the clutches of disaster.
I am. That's what I do.
All right, we're going to hear this story from Danny after the Foo Fighters on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Wake up!
Dangerous Danny Bonaducci.
Today we're talking to Danny Bonaducci. A lot of you have lived with
Hey, Danny, or you're living with one now.
There's not much more Danny can do to surprise us, but leave it to Danny to reinvent himself once again.
Danny Bonaducci, former star of the Partridge Family and now local DJ right here in Seattle.
Danny Bonaducci, morning show host, 102.5 KZOK.
They're like, who's making biscuits? And Danny's like, it's me.
This is the Danny Bonaducci Show.
We can adapt to anything. So, Amy and I have been feeling kind of poorly. We both hit COVID for a little while. Well, not for a little while. We hit COVID. And we're better now, but we have a cough. And we wanted to go outside and do something, but we didn't want to be the jerks coughing and sitting around just because the sun was shining. So, we decided we're going to go to that Frankenfurter place, a hot dog stand, right at the waterfront. Be outside, not be near anybody, and get some hot dogs. So, we did just that. And here's the thing. We wore not one, but two masks. How cool are we taking care of our fellow man? We're going to be outdoors by boats, still wearing two masks. So we went down there. We ordered hot dogs. We sat down outside, not near anybody. And that's when we realized, hey, man, we're wearing masks. What do we do? So here's the thing on this. You can adapt to anything. It turns out it is possible to eat hot dogs on the waterfront while wearing two masks. Just get it together, guys.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. On 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Getting some great answers to today's social media question. What's a song you can't help but sing when you hear it? Ricky in Enumclaw said Bob Seger, Turn the Page. I think I was...
Not a really sing-along type song.
No, I always sing along to that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The Metallica version or the Bob Seger version?
Oh, I only know the Bob Seger version.
Waldo, isn't it one of your favorite artists of all time?
Greatest singer-songwriter of all time.
Who are you picking?
Bob.
Bob, you're good call. Very good call.
So you guys can leave a message via Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or on the iHeartRadio app. You can use the TalkBack feature.
Good morning, all. Keep having a great day. I have to agree with Sarah's song, but for me, a Sabbath fan, Paranoid. That's the song I always start singing to. Hmm.
Crazy Train, also another big answer on social media.
I'm going to go with, then, in that case, Mustang Sally. I always sing along with that.
All right, we want to hear from you guys. You can answer the question, what is a song you can't help but sing when you hear it? Let us know.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now, Sarah with music and entertainment news.
Well, craziness at a Motley Crue show. A fan was injured after falling from the upper level during their stop in Indianapolis.
Wow.
This is the stadium tour with Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett.
That sounds like such a great show.
It's going to be epic. August 31st here in Seattle.
Beautiful.
Whatever you do, do not try to leap off the upper deck.
I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
They said this fan, thankfully, was awake and breathing and was taken out of the arena to the hospital. Scary.
Scary.
Some old favorites are coming back to theaters. Disney is releasing the Star Wars prequel Rogue One and Avatar in movie theaters in the coming weeks.
And that's the one with the blue people, right?
The blue people and their tails do magical things.
Like what, sir? Wow, okay, I'll check that out.
Woo!
That's pretty close, buddy.
You're getting there. You're getting a little bit better every day. It was better than Tori with literally what sounded like this. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, but Tori had a face for it.
Spider-Man No Way Home also going to be re-released in theaters. Kind of hard to think about it, but it's already time to start thinking about the holidays because Funko Pop said they are going to be coming out with advent calendars.
Oh, cool. And we all love Funko Pop.
Yeah, we do. And we love advent calendars.
Yes, we do.
Star Wars, Marvel, Harry Potter, and Disney advent calendars. Fun.
Fun.
So you get to open 24 little miniature pocket pop figures.
You know, I was raised Catholic and you're the one that turned me on to advent calendars.
Aren't they the greatest?
They're cool, yeah.
Well, it's not cool out. In fact, it's going to be quite hot today, and it's Thong Thursday.
Well, you know, one of those things goes with the other. If it's going to be this hot, I'm going to wear a thong.
All right. Sarah's Filthy Forecast is after GNR on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Man, you're really stupid in the morning, aren't you?
On 102.5 KZOK.
It's Sarah with your Filthy Forecast. Oh, you may have heard it's National Peach Month. Oh, those peaches are so good. Almost makes you forget about those big, juicy melons. The sun will be able to warm your twigs and berries. 90 degrees today. Oh. Who wants to celebrate Thong Thursday under the sprinkler?
I do.
That's the only way you're getting wet this week, but oh, don't worry. We're going to see a nice, big rise this weekend. And Danny, I know exactly how to handle it.
Okay, how?
Oh, I'm going to put two hands on your next forecast. See you then. All of you then. With the best weather front in Seattle, I'm Sarah.
Wow, that was Sarah's Filthy Forecast.
You ready for some peaches?
I love my peaches. I get them down in Georgia.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now, Sarah with sports.
That's right. Let's take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-OA.
1-800-DUI-OA.
Powered by four home runs, the Mariners rolled to a three-game sweep of the Angels yesterday afternoon. Woohoo! Racking up their second most runs scored in a game this season. Cal Raleigh hitting two home runs, currently leading catchers and the most home runs in the league. Mariners on fire.
On fire.
Off today to continue this road trip. They start a series tomorrow against Oakland at 6:40. Big night at Climate Pledge Arena. The Storm will start their best of three playoff series. They'll be hosting the Washington Mystics at 7. It's a big night. The Hawks also have their second preseason game. That gets underway at 5 on ESPN. And breaking news this morning, the NFL and Deshaun Watson have reached a settlement. Rather than wait for an attorney general to decide on this punishment, they have agreed to a deal in which Deshaun Watson will be suspended 11 games and fined $5 million for violating the league's personal conduct policy.
What did this guy do?
This is the guy who is alleged to have sexual misconduct against almost 30 women.
And he got fined? That was the thing? 30 women and he gets fined?
Well, it's two different things that are going on, right? The NFL has no legal recourse to put him in jail or something. So this is, what do you do when a player misbehaves off the field?
With 30 women. You fire him.
Well, and we have seen that happen in the past. The guy who popped his wife in the elevator and knocked her out, he was banned.
I remember that, yeah.
So what's his butt who hit his kid with a switch? He got suspended for, what, a season?
Yeah, and his kid deserved it.
Michael Vick, you know, with the dog fighting. You know, it's... I'm just ignoring that. Waldo found that very funny.
He probably did.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are both terrible.
Not as bad as Michael Vick.
Anyway, Deshaun Watson initially handed down a much lighter punishment. They have come to an agreement. 11 games he will be suspended.
And he doesn't get paid for those games, right?
Correct.
Wow, okay.
Also making news this morning from the world of football, there is a two-part documentary on the college football catfishing story that revolved around the Heisman Trophy candidate Manti Te'o. It is now on Netflix as part of the Untold series. This was the craziest story. I mean,
Manti, I remember this.
Yeah, Manti Te'o on top of the world, Heisman, and he meets this amazing girl, and then turns out she was not who she purported herself to be.
Even if she had reported herself to be crazy, because she was.
So she took part in this. He took part in this. It's going to be the true telling of what really went on when he was catfished. And on the bright side, you know, you probably haven't heard much about Manti Te'o lately. He is married to a beautiful young woman. They have a kid and life is good.
What's he do for a living these days?
Yeah, I don't... He's not still playing, Waldo, is he?
I think he is. Let me check.
I'd like him to still be playing because my memory has it that this woman ruined him. So I'd like to see that he was still playing.
No. He did. This happened. This whole catfish thing happened before he went to the league.
Right. In college, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, all right, I remember this fairly well, and I thought it was devastatingly mean-spirited.
So I don't think he's with anybody this year, but he wound up playing for like 10 seasons or something.
All right, that's cool. He deserved that.
All right, on to LeBron James.
Sure.
LeBron James has just signed a 2-year deal to stay with the Lakers through the 23-24 season.
Okay, I'm waiting on it.
Okay, so you're like, okay, well, what's the big deal? Well, mathematically speaking, this means if his son gets drafted, they could play together, LeBron and Bronny, the first time ever that father and son would share a basketball court in the NBA.
All right, I would think that'd be one of the neatest things I ever heard of. That'd be great fun.
I agree. And
now, you're the sports whammy person. Is the kid good?
Well, that's the problem.
Uh-oh.
The kid's good. The kid's not great.
He's not great?
I mean, he's 17. So think of it this way. He is not LeBron, who started playing in the NBA at 18.
Right.
Experts are saying he is not so good that people are clamoring to sign him and that he's going to play 1 year of college ball and then go to the bigs.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
But considering how much hubbub there would be around LeBron and his son playing together, maybe that could accelerate it.
Yeah, and I don't know how much more room for hubbub around those guys. That's a lot of hubbub.
But it's pretty cool that it's never happened before.
Yeah, it's very cool.
In the world of basketball, we'll certainly keep an eye on this. Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-OA. Coming up next is Danny Bonaducci's take. Danny giving us his take on why you should think before spending money. Looking forward to hearing this, and we will after Tom Petty on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Sure, I saw some red flags.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
He's weird. He's a nerd.
Here's Danny Bonaducci's take.
It's perfect for you.
Here's my take on why you should think before you spend. I used to watch a show called Breaking Bad. Liked it a lot. There was a character named Jesse Pinkman. Liked to say bitch a lot.
Bitch.
Played by a guy named Aaron Paul. Nice guy, good actor. I saw him do a thing that was kind of interesting. He bought a $10 million house. And I thought, don't do that. It's a little early in the career to be spending $10 million on a house. And I thought, you know what? When I go to spend money that I don't really have, I think of these two words. Jesse Pinkman, bitch. And that's my take.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Bitch.
On 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Today's show might be coming to a close, but tons of fun stuff lined up for you tomorrow. Danny Bonaducci's take, make Danny laugh, and all the latest news, sports, and entertainment.
No, we got a lot going on. Plus, Allie is coming up next with some great classic rock and roll that you're just gonna love. So we will talk to you tomorrow morning. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.